Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
I'd like to age gracefully. Like I see some of these, you know, old ladies full of wrinkles, but they're strong inside and the inside beauty comes out, you know, and that's how I'd like to be.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us, Dominique in the studio. And while Nicole is doing her makeup, I'll be asking her a few questions. Hello, Dominique. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the project. And let's start. And tell us 10 facts about yourself.
Hi. So I am 57 and I am from Belgium, French speaking, as you can tell. And so I moved to Australia when I was in my 20s after backpacking around the world for about 12 months. Ooh. And I basically fell in love with Sydney straight away and I wanted to live there. So a year later, I moved to Sydney. I was lucky, I was in IT and it was easy to get the permanent residency when I moved. So I got a job straight away and I felt home. So basically Australia became my home almost 30 years ago.
So where did you move to? Which city?
I moved to Sydney. Mm-hmm. And I was in Drummond initially and then I think I moved 14 times.
Oh my God.
In the last 20 years.
Well, okay, in 20 years it's still fine.
yeah, it's still a lot.
Almost every year. Almost.
Well, yes, because you know when you rent, you have to, usually they kick you out after a year, or I just wanted to live somewhere else.
And I know you mentioned earlier you lived in Queensland.
Well, I moved to Queensland just 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. After, you know, 25 years in Sydney, I wanted a bit more nature and quietness and affordability.
Yeah.
So I moved to Queensland with my husband. We also kicked the kids out, you know, of the house. And so we're like, let's just get an apartment in Queensland and by the beach. And we did.
And how many kids do you have?
So I have two kids, Lara, 25, Sebastian, 23. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they are, Lara is in Europe at the moment doing a ski season and, you know, working there. And Seb is finishing his university in Newcastle, so they are everywhere.
So, but now we are doing it in Sydney. Have you moved back to Sydney?
Yes, I love Sydney. It's a good city.
Better than Queensland?
No, I love Queensland. I will go back there eventually, but for now I'm happy to have a few more years in Sydney and meet new people. You know, this is like the third stage of my life and I'm excited to start it all alone and start from scratch. Basically, you know, I left my husband a month ago, packed the car, drove to Sydney, staying with a friend, so I have no more husband, no house, no job. Oh yeah, I left my job as well.
So it's like completely starting from the scratch.
Yeah, starting from scratch at 57. I think it's exciting.
Oh, it's very brave.
Yes, but you know.
Any regrets?
Nope.
No regrets.
I have no regrets. I'm actually more excited than regretful.
So, but you mentioned that you start a new job very
yes,
soon. You're still in IT or you're doing something new?
Well, I'm still in IT consulting. Mm-hmm. So I've actually studied to do life coaching.
Yeah.
And I want to start my own business at some stage. But because I've left my husband, I need to still make a bit more money initially to, you know, settle down somewhere. So I'll go back to IT for a few years and then I'll try and slowly move to something more, you know, that I love more, which is more, you know, coaching people, training, all that aspect of things that I really love.
So you've got a diploma for the coaching, and you're just waiting for best time to start.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Any more facts about yourself?
Oh well, yes. I mean, I met my husband 26 years ago in Sydney, but he's from Belgium as well, so that was quite funny.
Yeah.
And together we opened a Belgian beer cafe. They were a very popular Belgian restaurant in Sydney. Mm-hmm. There were three of them at some stage. And it went really well, you know. We had money and built a new house and all this. And then the financial crisis happened, you know, in 2008, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And then there was a big scam with the bank we were with, and they suddenly asked to reevaluate the pubs. And of course, after the GFC, all the value went down. And so basically they asked us, oh, you have to give us back, you know, $1 million next week.
Oh,
which we couldn't do. So to cut a long story short, we lost the three restaurants. My husband lost his job. And so we had to go bankrupt, both of us, which means we lost everything we had built in 20 years, you know, like the restaurant, the house, the everything. We had to move the kids from, you know, private school to public school. Mm-hmm. So we basically had to start from scratch in 2012, with zero money, basically. And that's where I'm grateful that I always kept my job and I never stopped working, because it's thanks to that that we could survive. And also it really taught me to be resilient. And that's when I connected with, you know, spirituality. I did lots of meditation, yoga, went to retreats. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really got to know myself. And I think it made me strong. Yeah. You know, this is probably the worst time of my life when we lost everything. But it's been life-changing. So in hindsight, I'm really glad it happened.
So now it's easy for you to start all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
It's first time.
Yes. It taught me the real values of life, you know. I'm not materialistic at all anymore. It's all about, you know, love, friendship, joy, kindness, all these things. And, yeah.
Isn't it funny that we get to know ourselves or get into our spiritual side only after we lose something material?
Yes. Or yeah, it's always either you get a disease or you get a financial problem or you get, you know, it's cancer. That's usually what bring people to realize.
So like a wake up call.
What life is about, right?
Mm. Yeah. So if we move to the aging and body image questions, what does aging means to you at the moment?
Aging means it's about wisdom for me. It is when, you know, it's about knowing who you are, mm-hmm. and owning it. You know, like just don't, for me, aging means I'm not taking bullshit anymore. I don't want to be with negative people. I'm more, you know, I just want to be myself. That's what aging means to me now. I'm a lad now, you know, I'm a lad. I don't want to please everyone. Mm-hmm. I just want to be me and do what I want to do.
Yeah. But if you can go back to any age, what it would be, why, and what advice would you give yourself at this age?
So I would definitely go back to my childhood. I had the best childhood, and I felt, you know, when I was a child, I was super confident. I felt free, loved and loving, and, you know, in wonder of the world. And so I really missed that time. My parents were teachers, so we would travel every school holiday and go to a different country in Europe. And mm-hmm. it was wonderful. Life was just a big adventure, you know? So that's the time I would go back to.
Do you have any brothers, sisters?
I have a sister.
She lives here?
No, she's in Belgium.
In Belgium. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you go back there?
Yeah, every 4 years or something like that. But Australia is home.
So if your body could talk, what do you think it would tell you or ask you?
Well, if it would tell me to accept the wrinkles and the saggy skin and the changes in it, because they are just, you know, they tell my stories, it's a bit cliche, but it's true. And to keep it going, especially so I can enjoy it when I'm 90. You know, I want to be that 80-year-old doing gymnastics and traveling, and you know, I want to keep doing my yoga till I'm 90, and I don't want to have to stop moving. So yeah. I need to look after my body, but also accept the changes and go slower as well.
Yeah, so you think that with age, our body changes and we have to adjust to a different pace of
definitely.
Life?
Definitely. We have to go slower, we have to eat better, drink less, you know, all that stuff is important. I can't party as late as I used to, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, this time, I think even in the 30s already, you start feeling that you can't party as you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
So what do you think are the main causes of body image issues?
Oh, the social media and these female magazines who just focus on youth and beauty, in like physical beauty. Right, there's not enough emphasis on spiritual beauty, internal beauty, kindness, you know, all the other beauties in the world. It's very sad. Like, I've seen it with my daughter. She suffered so much, you know, from the social media bullying and the fact they can't escape it. It's always there on their phone. I find it very sad. I see all the young girls and they're all suffering from it.
So when you were growing up, did you feel this pressure as well from media, or it wasn't?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. I was just me. And, you know, there was always a little bit of TV ads or at the time, you know, but it was not at all.
It didn't affect you as bad as the now generation affected by social media.
Yes.
So, but do you think that the social media just triggers something, but the problem is within and they just pull this trigger, or you think they create the problem?
Well, it's really, I think it's the social media and the image that they see all the time. You know, our brain is influenced by what you see all the time. So you want to look like that, and you just focus on look and not how you feel within.
Yeah. How do you think it can affect the relationship, this negative body image of yourself?
Yeah, it really affects relationship, because how can you, you know, love someone properly if you don't love yourself? How can you be vulnerable? You know, when you make love and you are hiding yourself or thinking, oh, he's going to see my butt, and, you know, things like that. You can't just be in the moment, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to accept how you are and just go for it and be in the moment. But if you can't, you're basically not emotionally connecting with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And also it makes you jealous, insecure, controlling, which also can be very damaging to a relationship. Like, I've seen it myself. I had a very jealous husband because he was insecure. And it just drove me nuts, you know. So, yes, even for men, you know, being insecure is... it's not the right thing to be.
So, but how do you overcome this body-related insecurity when they come up? And has it changed with age?
Yeah. Yes, like, I mean, I focus on my good parts, right? Like, I don't like my legs, for example. But then I focus, I like my, you know, my torso, my back, my shoulders. So I wear clothes that highlight my good parts. And I try to forget about the others that I don't like so much.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think at the end it's about joy. If you feel joyful, if you feel happy, if you have a purpose in life, you don't have time to think about how you look and your body issues or whatever. You know what I mean? So, but I think with age, I've become more secure. I've become more self-confident.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I think at least when you grow older, you become wiser, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, some women, they do cosmetic surgery and, you know, all these things because they don't want to see themselves aging.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try not to. Like, I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, these wrinkles, you know, they look terrible, or my skin is saggy, and that's not fun to look at. But, you know, you can never fix it. Anyway, so you're going to have to age at some stage, so we might as well embrace it.
Yeah. Mm. So you think that you'll probably go towards the embracing it than
yes,
fixing it.
I'd like to age gracefully. Yeah. Like I see some of these, you know, old ladies full of wrinkles, but they strong inside and the inside beauty comes out, you know, and yeah. that's how I'd like to be. I don't want to be these women with Botox everywhere and that looks like, you know, they don't look happy and that their strengths don't come out.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. That's true. So my last question is, do you have any favorite saying or quote about being a woman?
Yes, I found a quote from Beyoncé, actually, that said the most alluring trait that a woman can have is confidence.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with that. I think if you're confident, people are attracted by you and you don't need to be pretty. You just need to be confident.
Excellent. Thank you, Dominique. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
I hope you'll enjoy the rest of the day and your photo shoot.
I will. Looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you again.
Thank you.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.